రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 19. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసన కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసన
కేచిద్
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మన
ఆహుర్
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మన
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మన
దైవం అన్యే పరే కర్మ
దైవం అన్యే కరే కర్మ
దేవం అన్యే అపరే కర్మ
దేవం అన్యే పరే కర్మ
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసన
కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసన
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మన
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మనాం ఆత్మనాం
దైవం అన్యే పరే కర్మ
దైవం అన్యే పరే కర్మ
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసన
కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసన
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మన
ఆహుర్ ఆత్మనాం ఆత్మనాం
దైవం అన్యే పరే కర్మ
దైవం అన్యే కరే కర్మ
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
స్వభావం అపరే ప్రభుం
వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ కేచిత్
కేచిత్
సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్
సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్
వికల్ప వసనాః
వికల్ప వసనాః
దోస్ హు డినై ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ డ్యుయాలిటీ
దోస్ హు డినై ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ డ్యుయాలిటీ
ఆహు
ఆహు
డిక్లేర్
డిక్లేర్
ఆత్మానం
ఆత్మానం
ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్
ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్
ఆత్మనః
ఆత్మనః
ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్
ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్
దైవం
దైవం
సూపర్ హ్యూమన్
సూపర్ హ్యూమన్
అన్యే
అన్యే
అదర్స్
అదర్స్
అపరే
అపరే
సమ్వన్ ఎల్స్
సమ్వన్ ఎల్స్
కర్మ
కర్మ
యాక్టివిటీ
యాక్టివిటీస్
స్వభావం
స్వభావం
మటీరియల్ నేచర్
మెటీరియల్ నేచర్
అపరే
అపరే
మెనీ అదర్
మెనీ అదర్స్
ప్రభుం
ప్రభుం
అథారిటీస్
అథారిటీస్
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్
జై శిల ప్రభుపాద్
Some of the philosophers who deny all sorts of duality declare that one's own self is responsible for his personal happiness and distress. Others say that superhuman powers are responsible, while yet others say that activity is responsible and the gross materialists maintain that nature is the ultimate cause. So please repeat.
Some of the philosophers
who deny all sorts of duality
declare that
one's own self is responsible
for his personal happiness
and distress.
Others say that
superhuman powers are responsible. While yet others say that activity is responsible. And the gross materialists
maintain that
nature is the ultimate cause. Purport. As referred to above, philosophers like Jaimini and his followers established that fruitive activity is the root cause of all distress and happiness, and that even if there is a superior authority, some superhuman powerful god or gods, he or they also under the influence of fruitive activity, because they reward result according to one's action. They say that action is not independent because action is performed by some performer. Therefore, the performer himself is the cause of his own happiness or distress. In the Bhagavad Gita 6.5 also it is confirmed that by one's mind freed from material affection, one can deliver himself from the sufferings of material pangs. So one should not entangle oneself in matter by the mind's material affections. Thus, one's own mind is one's friend or enemy in one's material happiness and distress. Atheistic, materialistic Sankhyaites conclude that material nature is the cause of all causes. According to them, combinations of material elements are the causes of material happiness and distress. And disintegration of matter is the cause of freedom from all material pangs. Gautama and Kanada find that atomic combination is the cause of everything, and impersonalists like Ashtavakra discover that the spiritual effulgence of Brahman is the cause of all causes. But in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself declares that He is the source of impersonal Brahman, and therefore He, the personality of Godhead, is the ultimate cause of all causes. It is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita that Lord Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Kechid Vikalpa Vasana Ahur Atmanam Atmanaha Devam Anye Pare Karma Svabhavam Apare Prabhum Kechid Vikalpa Vasana Ahur Atmanam Atmanaha Devam Anye Pare Karma Svabhavam Apare Prabhum. Translation one more time. Some of the philosophers who deny all sorts of duality declared that one's own self is responsible for his personal happiness and distress. Others say that superhuman powers are responsible, while yet others say that activity is responsible. And the gross materialists maintain that nature is the ultimate cause. So, Dharma, in the form of the bull, is talking to Parikshit Maharaj, you know. So this is the second of the shlokas. Just for the, some people are joining today fresh, so I'll like to read the translation of the previous one, you know, because that is connected with this. The bull says, the Dharma says, O greatest among human beings, it is very difficult to ascertain the particular miscreant who has caused our sufferings, because we are bewildered by all the different opinions of theoretical philosophers. So actually this Dharma in the form of the bull and the cow in the form of earth, they were getting beaten by a Shudra in the form of in the dress of a king, you know. So that's where Parikshit Maharaj sees that, and then he comes and he starts asking questions. Why are you suffering like this? Who did this to you? So now, Dharma is telling that he is confused. He is confused. I don't know, he says, who did it? Who is the miscreant? Because he says there are different philosophies. So basically he is talking about Shad Darshana. Shad Darshana. These are all very, very technical. Darshana means philosophy. You know, actually, Darshana means we go to temple, we have Darshan of some Lord, right? Or we say Since long I had no darshan of yours, people will say, aapke darshan nahi hue. I didn't have darshan of you. So darshan means to see. And philosophers are actually meant for making us see the reality. That is the meaning of philosophy, you know. That they make you see. They see and then they pass it on. That's what Krishna says in the fourth chapter. That all these tattva darshi means those who have seen the absolute truth, they share with others. You know, you can, if you approach them, they can show it to you also. So here he is talking of this philosophy, and Prabhupada gives some small notes on, you know, how these different philosophies are there. So I thought I'm not going to go into depth of that, because it's a vast subject matter. Each philosophy will take so long, and we don't need them as a devotee, as the listeners of Bhagavad Katha, Bhagavatam, the glories of the Lord Krishna. We don't need to know all those six in depth. We should just know what it is, because all of them are more or less propagating that you don't have to worship Krishna, you don't have to worship anybody, you know. So that's why, if you see this, here it says, right, if you go back to the translation, then exactly what I am saying. Who deny all sorts of duality, vikalpa vasana, you know, vikalpa vasana, that means they don't accept that there is any, there are duality, in the sense, they don't believe that God is different and you are different, you know, so everything is one, they say. We say all is one, very loosely we talk like that, you know, oh, sab ek hai. Everything is one. Yalla vande. But everybody doesn't agree there. So that's why there is a dialogue, there is a discussion. Okay. So here it says that one philosophy says, Dharma is saying, one philosophy says that you are responsible for your happiness or distress. And somebody else says, no, the superhuman powers are responsible. Devam. Superhuman. They are responsible, you know, everything is happening because of the devatas, you know, the Indra is controlling rain and somebody is controlling fire and somebody is controlling water and like that, you know, money. So they are the ones who are responsible. And then he says, somebody says karma mimamsa. Karma mimamsa means everything happens because of your activity. And then somebody says, no, we cannot do anything, it is nature, you know, swabhava. Swabhava means nature. Then prakriti, you know, same thing we talk of prakriti, isn't it? When we don't have any answer, we say it's all nature. It's all nature. It's natural. Oh, why you are doing this? It's natural. It's common sense. It is nature. You know, that's what we use all the time, without knowing the meaning of it in reality. We know a little, you know, but we say because everybody else is saying, isn't it? We don't know exactly why. So Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he gave the almost perfect answer, you know. He says, nature belongs to somebody. That's why the word swabhavam is nature, right? He says, my nature is to talk, somebody else's nature is to keep quiet, somebody else's nature is to be angry. So nature belongs to somebody. So this prakriti also, the material nature, also belongs to somebody. And who is that somebody? There the problem starts. People don't accept somebody as Krishna, Rama, you know, somebody will say, no, it's so and so, like that. And then they say, somebody say, no, it's Brahman, it's a Brahma Jyoti, it's... So, this is what the dilemma of Dharma. Whom to believe? What to follow? Same thing happens in our life, right? You tell people to come to Krishna consciousness, then they are so confused. They say, oh, why should I come there? Or why, what will I gain there? You know, I'm already here. But where you are, no, very few people know. Some people, of course, the fanatical portion, they will know exactly. Oh, I'm a Shaivite, or I'm a Vaishnava, or I'm a Kshatriya, Shaktya. And then they will follow their tradition. But generally people, common people are not anywhere, you know, they are everywhere. They want to follow everything because of the six philosophies that has been propagated long by the Advaitavad is, you know, because that's what it says. So I'm just going to share with you a little, just a glimpse of that, you know. Just as you say, the headlines sort of thing. Let me blow it up a little. Okay, Shada Darshana. Shada means six. Darshana means philosophies. So six philosophical systems. Just first I will name them and then I will speak for maybe a few minutes about them. Nyaya or logic. Vaisheshika. That is, you know, everything counted in atoms. Everything consists of parmanus. Anu and Parmanu, you know. Sankhya. Sankhya means again analytical study. I was telling you, Sankhya is analytical study, like breaking everything into small components and then studying them. Yoga, we know yoga, but this is Hatha Yoga. And then Purva Mimamsa. Mimamsa means Purva Mimamsa or Karma Mimamsa. As I was telling you, in that activity, something happens by activity, by our activity. We do good karma, we get good results. Of course, we see all these things, so we start accepting that without any much problem. And finally, Vedanta, Uttar Mimamsa. Purva, the first portion and the second portion. Second portion is like conclusion. Vedanta means conclusion of all Vedas. What is the Vedic message? Okay, go to Vedantra. How long it is? Oh, it is long. But if you want short, go to Vedanta Sutra. Sutra is like a formula. E is equal to mc square. You know, Einstein's theory, somebody wants to explain. In a sutra, we'll say E is equal to mc square. Right? So same way, Vedanta Sutra means the conclusion of the Vedas, a very concise form. Now these are propagated by six different personalities. Nyaya. Nyaya means justice, we know, right? But Nyaya comes actually in Sanskrit, it means logic. Justice also means logical conclusion, right? When the judge gives the justice, then his whole thing is based on logics. Isn't it? He does, whimsically he doesn't say, oh, I don't like your face, so I hang you. No. He will go by the logic. He will go by the evidence. He will go by pramana, prameya, all that. So that was propagated by Gautama. Gautama Rishi is one of the seven rishis, Sapta Rishis. Gautama, he propagated Nyaya, logic, or it is also called Tarka Shastra. Logic in Sanskrit is Tarka. Tarka means, you know, putting two sides. And then there's a conclusion depending on based on who's stronger, whose conviction is stronger, whose argument is stronger, whose evidences are stronger, etc. So everything is based on logic. So devotional service, pure devotional service to Krishna is pure logic. I'm just trying to connect here from here to, you know, Bhagavatam. So whatever we are reading in Bhagavatam is pure logic because it has happened. It is historical, isn't it? So because it is historical, it is logical. It's not some story. It's not some mythology. It's not some imagination. It's not some speculation. It is history. Okay? So whatever Lord Krishna does, as even in the body of a human being, he is logical. Pure logic. Because he's not logical, he's pure logical. Because he is perfect. And a perfect person cannot do anything which is not perfect. That's why we have to read Bhagavatam. Okay. Next is Vaisheshika Darshana. Every time I have not written Darshana, but you see, you just like that. Darshan for those who are coming from Hindi speaking area and then Darshana for everybody else. Vaisheshika Darshana. This was propagated by Kanada, and as I said, he says the whole creation is composed of protons. Okay, protons, you know, in science we say atoms, neutrons, protons, all those things. So his protons, paramanu, paramanu shakti, right? So that is Kanada. As I said, there is a lot of depth to each of that. Maybe someday we'll take it, if time permits, or we can have a different class for them. Sankhya, again I told you, take a thing, break it, study, analyze. So you go to the smallest of the small atoms, like, you know, in today's science we say nano. Nano is the smallest thing they can think of. So that is Sankhya Darshana. That means analyzing everything, bringing it to the minutest form, and then deciding about everything. That was propagated by Kapila. Then Yoga Darshana was brought by Patanjali. There is Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga, in that your bodily postures, your eating habits, pratyahara, pranayama, asana, you know, and ultimately samadhi, trance. That's you go ahara, pratyahara, means what to eat, what not to eat, how to breathe, how to sit, how to... All that is called as Yoga Darshana. But again, the goal is to connect with the Supreme Lord. Without that, it's no more yoga. It's just some, you know, some connection with your body and something. Okay? Then comes Karma Kanda, Purva Mimamsa. This was by Jaimini. He said, if you do this, you get punya, you do this, you get papa, you know, like that. So, the whole thing is there. The whole Atharva, it is basically on Atharva and some of the Upanishads. They come there. This is by Jaimini. And finally, Vedanta. Vedanta, I told you. That's compiled by Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva compiled 4 Vedas, 18 Puranas, 108 Upanishads. Then all these darshans, again, one more time, is Vedanga. I think in another month's time I am going to conduct those classes. Already there are big number there who are registered for that. So maybe if you are interested, you can also register. Where I am going to tell in detail the basics of Vedic literature, you know. What is Veda, what is Purana, what is Darshana, what is Aranyaka, Kalpa, Sutra. This is a vast subject matter, believe me. Upanishads, Bhashya. So all that I'm going to teach in maybe a month's time or so. So I hope you got some idea about that. You know, don't get depressed that, oh my God, this is too technical, like that. This is just, I have to give an idea so that suppose somebody asks you, oh, you are studying Bhagavatam, you are studying Bhagavad Gita. What are these six systems of philosophy? So we must be able to tell them at least something. So try to remember these 4 or 5 names, you know, logic, you know, atomic, analytical, yoga, and then karma kanda, rituals, you know, all the rituals. And finally the conclusion. So conclusion again is different for different people. You know, somebody says you merge into the Brahma Jyoti, Brahman, somebody says you go back to Godhead, somebody says you just don't worry about anything, like that. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. If you have any question, comment, maybe we can take it up. Thank you.